This is your KRDO News Radio on-demand news update.
Two brothers are facing charges in Pueblo after allegedly holding two teens in a home against their will. Elijah Canesino, as well as Ernest Canesino Villahill, were arrested booked last week on several charges, including kidnapping and sexual assault. Police went to a home on Taylor Avenue on Friday after the two teens escaped and reported that they had been held there. First court appearance for the pair scheduled for Thursday. A man is in custody, meanwhile, after reportedly firing shots at El Paso County Sheriff's deputies, as we just mentioned. Moving on the script, a trial for a man accused of killing a 17-year-old co-worker at a Colorado Springs Walgreens could begin as soon as tomorrow. Jury selection in the first-degree murder trial of Joshua Johnson began yesterday. Johnson was arrested last year after the body of Riley Whitelaw was found in the break room of a Walgreens store near Vindicator and Centennial Boulevard in northwest Colorado Springs. Investigators say that she was stabbed more than 40 times. Jury selection scheduled to wrap up today. Opening statements could take place tomorrow. An Air Force Academy cadet facing a court-martial over allegations that he sexually assaulted a classmate back in 2021. KRDO's Brent Carmen has more on that.
Prosecutors say Cadet Eamon McHugh assaulted the female cadet during a trip to a vacation home in Grand County more than 2 years ago. The attorney representing McHugh says the female cadet can't remember if she consented to having sex and noted that both cadets were seen kissing before the alleged assault. The court-martial began yesterday and will continue throughout the week. Bryn Carmen, KRDO News Radio.
KRDO News Time is 12:02 here on KRDO's Midday Edition. We now know the name of the victim in a homicide in Pueblo that took place last week. The Pueblo County Coroner's Office has identified 28-year-old Christopher Jordan Salazar as the victim in a shooting that took place last Thursday night. According to the coroner's office, Salazar was wounded in the incident in the 2200 block of East 4th Street, died as a result of his injuries. According to Pueblo PD, a person of interest has been identified and was taken into custody on other related charges. However, as of last week, the person jailed had not been arrested and charged with those homicide cases. The U.S. Forest Service is working on its first prescribed burn in the Pike National Forest in years. U.S. Forest Service District Ranger Carl Bauer says that the intent of the fire was set on purpose to have a healthier forest that is less prone to devastating wildfires.
It would reduce the fuels that are available to any future wildfire. It would also allow firefighters more time and other options on how to react to a future wildfire.
This intentionally set fire was just north of Rampart Range Reservoir. A plan for the burn has been in the works for months now through the new U.S. Forest Service Wildfire Crisis Strategy. It was set after extensive planning for safety. Prior to starting any fires, crews created about a 60-foot-wide safety perimeter. The plan is going as expected. Close to 2,000 acres will be treated with fire through Wednesday. And, of course, crews urge you not to call 911, seeing that smoke plume in northern Colorado Springs. Two Democratic senators from Colorado now praising the Biden administration to increase, or praising a move by the Biden administration, to increase pay for workers at the prison and complex in Fremont County. Senators John Hickenlooper and Michael Bennett applauded the move in a joint statement yesterday. The pair sought the increase in pay for the workers at the Federal Correctional Complex in Florence back in December, citing difficult working conditions at the Supermax facility. Staff members at the prison said to receive a 25% retention bonus.
Sunny skies and warm temperatures through the end of the work week. Afternoon highs today in the low 80s. Colorado Springs about 87 in Pueblo. Clear and cool overnight with morning lows in the low and mid 50s. Sunny and warm once again tomorrow afternoon. Low and mid 80s around Colorado Springs. Upper 80s and low 90s around Pueblo. From the Storm Tracker 13 Weather Center, I'm meteorologist Chris Larson for KRDO News Radio.
Get news, traffic, weather live on KRDO's Morning News weekday mornings from 5 to 9. KRDO's Afternoon News weekday afternoons from 4 to 7. On KRDO News Radio or anytime at KRDO.com.